Thank you. My name is Matthew, and I'm an alcoholic. This is an open meeting of the Atlantic Group of Alcoholics Anonymous, and all are welcome to attend. It is our belief that our meeting structure is necessary to maintain the integrity of the group so that it may better carry the message of AA. And since the most important aspect of AA recovery is one alcoholic relating to another, only alcoholics participate. If your primary problem is other than alcoholism, we think it would also be helpful for you to contact an anonymous organization which more specifically deals with your addiction. Our literature persons, Phil and Dino, have the list of such groups with their phone numbers. In any case, we hope that what you learn here may be helpful to your recovery and or understanding. Chris will read the preamble.
Hi everyone, I'm Chris, I'm an alcoholic. AA. Alcoholics Anonymous is a fellowship of men and women who share their experience, strength, and hope with each other that they may solve their common problem and help others to recover from alcoholism. The only requirement for membership is a desire to stop drinking. There are no dues or fees for AA membership. We are self-supporting through our own contributions. AA is not allied with any sect, denomination, politics, organization, or institution. Does not wish to engage in any controversy, neither endorses nor opposes any causes. Our primary purpose is to stay sober and help other alcoholics to achieve sobriety.
Please join us in the serenity prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Jessica will read the steps.
Step one, we admitted we were powerless over alcohol, that our lives had become unmanageable. Step two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Step three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood him. Step four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Step five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Step six, we're entirely ready to have God remove these defects of character. Step seven, humbly asked him to remove our shortcomings. Step eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Step nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. Step 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. Step 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood him, praying only for knowledge of his will for us and the power to carry that out. Step 12, having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to alcoholics and practice these principles in all of our affairs.
Judy will now read the traditions.
Hi, I'm Judy, and I'm an alcoholic. And these are the 12 traditions. Okay. One, each member of Alcoholics Anonymous is but a small part of a great whole. AA must continue.
Can you read the short form?
Oh,
right there.
Oh,
sorry.
Our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon AA unity. Two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as he may express himself in our group conscious. Our leader are but trusted servants. They do not govern. Three, the only requirement for membership, the only requirement for AA membership is a desire to stop drinking. Four, Each group should be autonomous, except in matters affecting other groups or AA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the alcoholic who still suffers. 6, an AA group ought to never endorse, finance, or lend the AA name to any related faculty outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every AA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Alcoholics Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, AA as such ought to never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible for those they serve. 10, Alcoholics Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the AA name ought never to be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, and film. 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of our traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities.
Tonight is anniversary night. The format of the meeting will be, the 10-minute speaker will speak on the 10th tradition, followed by our information break. The main speaker, who will speak for 25 minutes, followed by our anniversary celebrants. Our 10-minute speaker is Esat, is how you pronounce it?
Hi, my name is Esat, and I'm an alcoholic. The 10th tradition long form. No AA group or member should ever, in such a way as to implicate AA, express any opinion on outside controversial issues, particularly those of politics, alcohol reform, or sectarian religion. The Alcoholics Anonymous groups oppose no one. Concerning such matters, they can express no views whatever. That's a long form. Before I get started, I want to thank Heidi for asking me to speak on the 10th tradition. It's both an honor and privilege to do service in Alcoholics Anonymous, and it's tougher to do it in front of you all. So I'm going to say that I am nervous. I did pray, and I am on information overload because many people told me to do your research, and so I did. I did print out the traditions checklist. I'm going to read that as well because that's the basis for my outline for tonight. I read a lot. I heard a lot. I talked to a lot of people. And I felt if I follow the traditions checklist and answer those questions, I wouldn't leave anything out, so to say. So in the spirit of the 10th tradition, I'm just going to say that what you hear from me tonight is my opinion based on my experiences and those that were shared with me from others. I do not speak for Alcoholics Anonymous. So Alcoholics Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the AA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. And so there are 7 checklist questions. And the first is, do I ever give the impression that there really is an AA opinion on antabuse, tranquilizers, doctors, psychiatrists, churches, hospitals, jails, alcohol, the federal or state government legalizing marijuana, vitamins, Al-Anon, or Alateen? And I'm sure we can go on and on and on. So what that means to me, and once again, in my opinion, and in my experience, based on the literature, expressly stating medication is the most important thing that I got from my peers in the audience tonight, which is we are not doctors. There's a professional community for that. And what that means to me is my opinion on AA matters is those opinions that directly affect my spirituality and my God as it is in relation to my sobriety and the steps of Alcoholics Anonymous. Anything outside of that for me is an outside issue, including meditation, including legal issues, including marital issues. I can share my opinion on those things. I can share my experience on those things. But when I make it appear as though, or if I don't clarify that this isn't an AA opinion, or make it seem as though it is, I am breaking this tradition. And Having said that, I've been exposed and I've seen in plenty of situations where people that aren't clear on what the tradition is and how that works in comparison to medication specifically can be doing more harm than good. And so if you're dispensing of medical, if you're dispensing of medical opinions and you're not qualified to do so with a medical degree, you're probably breaking the tradition. Same thing with legal advice, the same thing with a whole bunch of other advice. Through AA, I can show you how I've recovered through the steps of the program as outlined in the big books of Alcoholics Anonymous. And further from that, I can share with you my experiences on things outside of that. But when I start telling you what to do and how to do it, I'm breaking this tradition, and that could be dangerous as well. And I also want to say that I've done that before, and I hope to not continue doing that. But there are times where I've experienced, and I've talked to people as well, where there's a certain sense of inadequacy when you can't give an answer to a certain question. And just because it's an outside issue, that doesn't mean that people in the program aren't going to ask us these types of questions. And so I have to clarify within myself whether this is something that I should be dispensing information and how I send that information by clarifying it's an opinion of mine only and whether I have experience with it or not. So I hope that was clear enough. I'm going to move to the next question, and that is, can I honestly share my own personal experience concerning any of those without giving the impression I am stating the AA opinion? Once again, I can, but I fail to do that in certain occasions, and it's a common practice amongst a lot of us that I've seen and heard within the rooms and outside of the rooms as well. And for those of you who have heard me speak in other meetings, especially when I'm a chairperson speaking at the front, I clarify every time I share that although I'm at the front, for those of you who are new or coming back, I'm not the AA president. I'm not in charge. My word doesn't mean more than anyone else's. It's strictly my opinion that I'm going to be sharing when my mouth opens up in a meeting of Alcoholics Anonymous. I might have some good basis for that opinion. It might come exactly from the book as stated. That doesn't necessarily mean that it's an AA opinion. And I have to clarify that, and it's good that we take those steps as well. What in AA history gave rise to our 10 tradition? In the beginning, there were many controversies that were going on in the beginning of Alcoholics Anonymous, and Bill didn't know the history of the Washingtonians, and one of the group members said, you know, Bill, this is what happened with the Washingtonians, and from that point on, they'd done some research. And so for those of you who haven't heard that before, the Washingtonians were a temperate society, which basically means that they were a society made up of six drunks who began the society in a bar in Baltimore. Now, I got to say that at that time, there were other societies, there were other temperate societies as well. And so what these six guys have done is not only did they form their society, but they decided that there was going to be a pledge, a total abstinent pledge, and they were going to have people pledge their total abstinence forever. And they also went on a rodeo show and had the greatest orators of their time speak on behalf of the temperance movement. And they aligned themselves with other temperance movements. So there's a lot of ambiguity to the numbers, but I just want to state early on that anywhere between 100 to 600,000 people got sober through the Washingtonians, and this is within a 10-year period. But more importantly, they got over 5 million people to pledge total abstinence. Now, what that means is they went into a town in Boston, for example, and they got the entire town to pledge total abstinence. And that's men, women, and children, whether they drank or not. So anyone was included in this society, and they even convinced the wine cellar of the town to dump all his liquor and sign the total abstinence pledge. That number, 5 million people, was one quarter the U.S. population of 15 years and over. So there's a lot of power and prestige within that number right there, which attracted politicians and other people alike with different agendas. Make a long story short, including all these people with all these opinions and all these agendas, within 10 years, it broke apart. And not only did it break apart, but there was nothing after that, and that was 100 years before Alcoholics Anonymous was formed. And there weren't that many, the temperance movement died, and there weren't that many programs for alcoholics to go to. So most importantly, that's what gave rise to the 10 traditions specifically, but to the traditions in general, which all, at the end of the day, serve to protect the first tradition. The first tradition being the most important. And we don't protect the first tradition if our group purpose isn't all but one. If there isn't unity within Alcoholics Anonymous, then we all fall apart to the wayside. So the question is, have I had similar experience in my own AA life? You know, of course, when I first got sober, I thought it was the greatest thing in the world. I thought everyone needed sobriety. My alcoholic friends who didn't consider themselves alcoholic or not, but I quickly considered themselves alcoholic. And not only that, but I also thought the 12 steps could work for everyone in all areas of their life, whether they wanted it or not. And so I started screaming from the rooftops. And what I did is I created, instead of unity, I created a position where people were running away from me instead of wanting to see what I had. And so quickly, I found by doing the research on the traditions that I've broken every one of these traditions early on, and I'll continue to do so because my first idea isn't generally the best. I've got 1 minute left, and I didn't get to the end, but I guess the most important thing, some of the most important things that I've said already, what I did leave out is, in my research, the Trent tradition, in the 10th step, I take my own inventory. In the 10th tradition, I don't take yours. And so if I'm not taking your inventory, then I'm keeping my opinions to myself. And I do that still. I judge people. I gossip about people. I'm working with my sponsor. I'm making a whole bunch of amends. A lot of the amends are the same amends that I've made before because I continually judge and gossip about people a lot less than I used to, and I'm working on those issues. But those in general violate the 10th tradition as well. And so I didn't get to all my questions, but I got to the most important things. Those are my opinions and my experience on the 10th tradition. I appreciate doing service. Thank you very much.